The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Yevamot. Masechet Yevamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlaha Varvaha Mechol Maaseh Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nahat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol, him and his entire family. Amen. Just a note of interest, as we study Masechet Yevamot, many of the cases need diagrams. We have chosen the Sefer Siyurim l'Masechet Yevamot as our book for the diagrams, written by Aharon Shlomo Berabi Baruch Moshe Hafner, available in the bookstore. So when we refer to pages, we are using that sefer. Daf here. Today's daf is being studied by Rabbi Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tanihanu begin Aiden. Amen. Begin today's daf on here, Amud Dishon, right on the top line. Let's just review very quickly where we left off until this point. Gemara basically was trying to find a mekor for the principle of aseh dohe lo ta'aseh, that a mitzvat aseh overrides a lo ta'aseh. So the Gemara said in its final analysis that according to the Bishmael, Tana de Bede Bishmael, they learned it from Simuchin, the fact that the Torah juxtaposed the mitzvah of sisit to the law of Sha'atnez. Pesuk says, "Lo tilba Sha'atnez serum semer ufeshtim yahdav gedilim ta'aselach." So from the fact that we have these two pesukim that are juxtaposed to each other, so we could learn that saying, don't wear Sha'atnez. However, when it comes to sisit, you're allowed to wear Sha'atnez. You're allowed to have a beged peshtim, and the strings could be of peshtan or the opposite. So you see that that is a Sha'atnez mixture. So you see mitzvat aseh of sisit is dochayah the lo ta'aseh of Sha'atnez. Okay, but I said the only time you can learn Simuchin is if there's an extra word. Then already you're allowed to make the drasha of Simuchin. So we said according to the Bishmael, the extra words were Semit u'Peshtim. Because really, according to him, every time the Torah says the word Beged, Beged automatically means Semit u'Peshtim. Because Stam Beged is Semit u'Peshtim, like we learned from Nega'im. So therefore, it says Beged Sha'atnez lo ya'ale alecha. So once it says Beged, so I know it's Semir Peshtim. So what does it have to say Semir Peshtim? And that's extra for the teacher, the derasha of Simuchin. So the Gemara says Tina Chletana de Bede Bishmael. All this is good that you do it as Simuchin to teach you the Mekor of Aseh Tuchay Lo Ta'aseh according to the Tana de Bede Bishmael. The Rabbanan Minna Lehu. But according to the Rabbanan, that they don't have this derasha that stam beged is semir u'peshtim. And therefore, according to them, semir u'peshtim in the pasuk had to be written to teach you semir u'peshtim. So therefore, they don't have this semuchim now. And therefore, according to them, the Rabbanan, what's the source of aseh dohe lo ta'aseh? So Gemara says, dafke lehu mirosho. From a different source, from mirosho. That's talking about a tzara'at. At the end of the purification of a tzara'at, of a mitzora'at actually, somebody that had leprosy, so he has to shave all the hair on his body. So the pasuk says, Detanya, we have a braita, Rosho, it says what? That he has to shave, I'm going to read you the pasuk, V'aya b'yum ha-shevi'i, yigalach et kol se'aro, et rosho, ve'et zekano. So the first thing the Torah says, he has to shave all the hair on his body. Then it says, his head. Well, obvious. Matamu damar rosho. You just told me it's called se'aro. What does the pasuk have to tell me? It rosho. So the Gemara says rosho. Matamu damar. What do you have to tell me rosho for? You told me it's called se'aro. The fish in Amar, because we have another pasuk that says lo ta'kifu pe'at roshechem, which means we're not allowed to cut the pe'ot off one's head. Right? One has to leave, let's say, we'll call it the sideburns. Okay? So therefore, now you're telling me now he has to shave all his head. What do you mean? But we have a lot of that says, they're allowed to cut the peot. Shomei ani af metzorakin. Which means when it says lot takifu, it's including the metzora. So now we have to cut the three pesukim. One pesuk says, et rosho. And one pesuk says, lot takifu. So the Gemara says, tamud omar rosho. That's what the pasuk has to come and say. Yes, Rosho. The kasavar haitana. And this tana also holds hakafat kol harosh sheme hakafa. This is a machlok and amongst the hakamim. What's considered to be over lo takifu? Some want to say that lo takifu means cutting the peot, but leaving the rest of the hair. But some want to say therefore, but if you shaved all your hair where you didn't leave anything, you're not over. However, this opinion holds, no. Shaving the whole head bald would also be a transgression of lo takifu. Which is even in a case where you didn't leave anything over, where you didn't leave a remnants. Even if you shaved yourself bald, the deen is going to be what? You're over lo takifu. Oh, so now you have a lo ta'aseh. But Rosho is a mitzvah ta'aseh. So we see what aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. The fact that the mitzorah shaves his whole head, even though we have an isur of lo takifu, so that's the proof of hakamim that a mitzvah aseh is dohe a lo ta'aseh. The positive commandment would be vayabu yom shvi yigalah. Right, it's a positive commandment. He has to shave. The negative commandment was lo takifu. So comes the Gemara and says, Ika lemifrach. No, we could refute this proof. Why? Ma lelav dehakafa shechen lav she'en shaveh bakol. I can tell you that now this lo ta'aseh is not a strong lo ta'aseh. Lo takifu patosh comes out a strong lo ta'aseh. It's easy to knock off this type of lo ta'aseh. Why? Because it doesn't apply to everybody. For example, woman, the law of lo takifu of cutting the peot does not apply. Women are not in the law of lo takifu patrosh. Women can cut the peot. So therefore, such a lo ta'aseh is not a strong lo ta'aseh. It's a weak lo ta'aseh. So therefore, you have no ra'ayah for a regular aseh duhay lo ta'aseh. Maybe I'll tell you an aseh duhay ta'aseh like this. Like the case of the peot, where it's not sheveh lechol nefesh, which means it's not equivalent, it's not applying to everybody. That type of lo ta'aseh could be knocked away. But what about a regular aseh duhay lo ta'aseh? What about a regular one? So the Gemara says, Ela atya mizikano. So we'll know from the next part of the pasuk. The pasuk also said that the mitzorah has to shave on his purification process his beard. Right? He has to take off his beard. Netanya zikano matamudomar. Again, what does that say zikano? You told me it's called sa'aro. So why does it have to tell me including his beard? Nefishneimar ufad zikanam lo yigalehu. So you have a law also that when it comes to the peot of the zakan, one is not allowed to shave off. Which means even though he's allowed to shave it off, but he's not allowed to shave it off with, let's say, a razor and things like that. There's restrictions in Ufatzikanam. Correct? So it says, Shomeya ani. I'm sorry. When it says Ufatzikanam lo yigalehu, it's correct what I told you, but it applies. This pasuk actually was written by a Kohen. We have a separate pasuk written by a Kohen. Ufad zekanam lo yigalehu. So the Gemara says, so make up your mind. Now we have a pasuk over here that says Mitzorah has to cut his beard, but I have a pasuk that says Ufad zekanam lo yigalehu. Shomeya ani af kohen Mitzorah ken, which is mashma that even if it's a kohen who's a Mitzorah, the law is Ufad zekanam lo yigalehu. Which means it doesn't matter. When it says lo yigalehu, it's even a kohen who's a Mitzorah, he cannot do it. Tamud omar zekano. That's why I need the pasuk to come and tell me, no, he does cut his beard. Even a kohen Mitzorah has to cut his beard in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the positive commandment. So the Gemara says, v'im enu anyan lelav she'en shaveh bakol, tenau anyan lelav hashaveh bakol. Now, we know that this law of peot and peat zakan as well is not shaveh lakol, we said already, which doesn't apply to ladies. But already we have that derasha already from Rosho. Rosho already teaches me that a lo ta'aseh that's not shaveh lakol can be pushed away. So I don't need to have a double derasha to teach me the same thing twice over. That Rosho is overrides lo takifu. Because lo takifu is a weak lo ta'aseh. And zekano overrides the peat zakan isur because it's a lav she'en shaveh. We don't need two times to tell me the same type of derasha. So then we're able to employ a special derasha that's called imenu anyan. Which means if I don't need it for this, I could learn it for something else. And therefore I'll learn the a redundance of the Derashav Zekano to teach me what? That even in a case where it is Shaveh Lakol, still the Aseh is Dohe, the Lo Ta'aseh, and therefore I have a source for Aseh, Dohe, Lo Ta'aseh, a regular Lo Ta'aseh. Again, if it was just from Rosho, I tell you no. Rosho overrides Lo Ta'kifu because Lo Ta'kifu is a weak one. Why is it weak? It's Eno Shaveh. Okay, but I have another Derashav telling me the same thing. Zekano. But the Pasuk says, by the Kohanim, Mufat Zekaram Lo Yigalehu. Also, you see, Aseh Dohe, Lo Ta'aseh. Oh, but again, that type of lotase is a weak lotase because it only applies to, let's say, Kohanim, this Isur, and not other people. Okay, but bottom line, we have a derasha like that already. That already I learned from Rosho, that a weak lotase is pushed away. So therefore, if I don't need it for a weak lotase, learn it to a regular lotase. Even though that's not the kafis of the pasuk, but that's the law of Imenu Anyan. If I don't need it for this, I have the liberty to learn it for something else. So therefore, the Gemara is saying at this point, the source for Aseh Dohe Lo Ta'aseh would be the Metzorah, cutting his beard, overrides, even the Metzorah Kohen. He can cut his beard, even though he's transgressing the Isur of Ufad Zekanam, Lo Yigalehu, and therefore it's regular Aseh Dohe Lo Ta'aseh. Comes the Gemara and says, Vakati, it's Tarikh. There's no proof. I need that derasha. It's not extra. The Kohen. Why? Salka the Dachamina Shani Kohanim or Ilvidi Babena Katub Mitzvot Yeterot. I would say, you know what? Maybe Kohanim, they're different because Kohanim is very, very, very stringent. Because there's a lot of extra laws that apply to Kohanim that don't apply to other people. Laws of Tum'ah, etc. Because Kohanim have a lot of halakhot that apply to them, so I would have thought afidu lav she'en shave bakol lo dahe. I might have thought even a weak lo ta'aseh does not get pushed away by the Kohanim, because Kohanim have a lot of strict laws. So therefore, I wouldn't take it for granted that an aseh is dohe lo ta'aseh by a Kohen. Maybe I'll tell you now, by a Kohen, even a weak lo ta'aseh, like ufad zekanam lo yigalehu, that's weak, that only applies to Kohanim. I might say, but since Kohanim have strict laws, maybe even that's not pushed away. Kamash Malana, no, that even by a Kohen will say, Aseh lo ta'aseh lo ta'aseh in a weak lo ta'aseh. Because you could argue, say, no, Kohanim have strict laws. So just because by a regular Israel, I would say, Aseh dohe lo ta'aseh when it's a weak lo ta'aseh, doesn't mean I'm going to say by a Kohen. Maybe I'm strict by a Kohen. So if I need the derashav zekanam to teach me what, I mean, I need the derashav zekano, that is the Metzorah Kohen, to cut his beard, even if he's a Kohen, it's still over. So we're back to the regular question, how do you know? Aseh dohe lo ta'aseh, ela atya mirosho dehachtana. We'll go back to the derosho, the derosho of a Metzorah, but with a different twist on the derashah. Okay, what is it? Netanya, Rosho, Matamud Lamar. Again, same question. What do you need to tell me? You told me it's called Sa'aro. So what do you have to tell me about the Metzorah that he shaves all his hair? Lefishinemar, Ta'ar, Lo Ya'avur al Rosho. Okay, by a Nazir. What's the law of a Nazir? The Nazir is not allowed to shave his hair. Ta'ar, Lo Ya'avur al Rosho. Okay? Shomeyani, Af Metzorah ve Nazir. That's mashma that even if the Nazir is a Metzorah, so now he has a catch 22. He's a Nazir, so the Nazir cannot cut his hair. But on the one hand, he's also a Mitzorah. Now Mitzorah, at the end of his process, has to cut his hair. So what do we do now in a case where the guy's both? He's a Mitzorah Nazir. Well, I got one pasuk that says, Rosho, cut it. I got another pasuk that says, no, Tar, he's not allowed to, Ta'alu Yavur al Rosho. So how do you square it off? So it says, Shechen. So therefore, Shomei Ani, Ab Mesora, Virazir, Ken, Tamud Omar, Rosho. To teach me what? That even though he's a Mitzora and a Nazir, he still cuts his hair. So therefore, you see, the Aseh by the Mesora is Dohe, the Lot Aseh of Nazir. You see, Aseh, Dohe, Lot Aseh. So now already we have a Raya. So the Gemara says, now, I can break this one also. Nazir is also weak. It's a weak lotaseh. You know why? Because you can get out of it. A Nazir, if he goes to the Hakamim, he can break his Nazirut.
What's nezirut? It's a neder. It's a vow.
So can a nazir go to a hakam, let's say, and give him a reason why he wants to get out of his nezirut? And the rabbi will give him hatarat nedarim, and then it's out. So there was such a lot ta'aseh that you can get out of it. So therefore, you have no ra'ayaf aseh duhailo ta'aseh in that case to teach me a regular aseh duhailo ta'aseh in a regular case. Understand? That's no proof. And the Gemara is going to prove to you that the lot ta'aseh nazir is different. Why? Because we have a standing rule. The rule is like this. Even though we say aseh duhay lo ta'aseh, there's another rule that says en aseh duhay lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. Which means if on the lo ta'aseh side there's also a positive commandment attached to it, so now it's an aseh against the lo ta'aseh and an aseh, you don't break that. En aseh duhay lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. Which means you don't push away a lo ta'aseh and an aseh because of an aseh. I mean, if it's just an aseh against the lo ta'aseh, it's aseh duhay lo ta'aseh. But en aseh duhay lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. Good? Now, do you know that in Nazir, regarding his hair, it's an aseh and a lo ta'aseh? The lo ta'aseh is like we said, v'ta'ar lo ya'avur al rosho. Okay, that's a lo ta'aseh. But it's also a mitzvah ta'aseh that says what? Gadel pera. That means he has to grow his hair. So therefore, if you wanted to tell me that what a mitzorah Nazir shaves his hair, so that would tell me a big hadush. That would tell me that aseh dohe lo ta'aseh da'aseh. How come we never brought in the Gemara a proof that yes, indeed, aseh is dohe lo ta'aseh va'aseh from the case of Nazir? You know why we never brought it? Because Nazir is not a normal case. Because that type of lo ta'aseh is a weak lo ta'aseh, because you can get out of it. So therefore, the fact that we didn't bring it ayah fa'aseh duhay lo ta'aseh fa'aseh from the Nazir case, that shows you that the lo ta'aseh of it is a weak lo ta'aseh. And if you have no ra'ayah to a regular aseh ve'lo ta'aseh fa'aseh. And if just like you couldn't bring it ra'ayah ta'aseh duhay lo ta'aseh fa'aseh from Nazir, so too you cannot bring it ra'ayah that aseh duhay lo ta'aseh from Nazir. Because the lo ta'aseh is a different type of lo ta'aseh, because it has the ability to be removed through Hatara. That's the Gemara's proof, going to show you why you know Nazir is different. So the Gemara says, "Dilo temahache," because we're not going to say what we just said. Hakai malan de'en aseh dohe lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. Because we have a standing rule that says that an aseh does not push away a lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. Ligmar min Nazir. What do you mean? Learn from Nazir and say it is because Nazir is an aseh and a lo ta'aseh, and say that the mitzorah is allowed. Mitzorah Nazir should be allowed to cut his hair. Because that's a mitzvah aseh, and it should be, and it's dochei what the aseh lo ta'aseh nizrut. How come we don't learn that it is? Ela menazir, my tamar lo gamlina diikad mifrach shechen yishno b'sheila. The reason why you don't learn that because the nizrut is able to make hatara. Hachaname ikad mifrach shechen yishno b'sheila. So therefore, the safety by aseh dochei lo ta'aseh. I can say that the lo ta'aseh is weak because you're able to make sheila. So back to the question: according to the hachamim, how do we know aseh dochei lo ta'aseh? Ela le'olam mikra kama. Oh, go back to the original pasuk of Kil'ayim. Go back to this pasuk of Sisit next to Shatnez. Oh, we had a question on that. There's no extra words. The rule to learn is Semichut, you need to have something extra to activate the Semichut. So it's a record to Hakamim, Tzemenu Fishtim is not extra. Because they don't learn automatic begid is semiru peshtim, so they need a clear pasuk to tell me semiru peshtim is shatnez. So therefore, what's the extra words according to the hachamim that's going to activate the semichu to teach me that's aseh dochei lo ta'aseh? Right? You understand the question? So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you what the extra word is. Imken lemakras sit ta'aseh lecha. Gidilim lamali shma'mina le'afnuye. Kibra says like this. It's from the word that the Torah used. The Torah, in that pasuk of the juxtaposed pasuk, it says gidilim ta'aselecha. Now gidil is a fancy way of saying strings. Why does it say gidilim? Just say sasit. from the fact that it used already a different terminology, went out of its way, that's to tell me that's like an extra word it used, and therefore to learn the simichut, that what? That the sisiyot and the gidilim, you're able to use shatnez based on the simichut because of aseh dohelot aseh. So it's actually from the change in terminology, from the fact that the Torah changed from the normal word of sisit and put the word gidil. Okay? So Gemara says, no, that's not extra at all. We learn something very, very important by the law of sisit, by gidil. A gidil means a string, but by definition, it's two strings. A gidil is like a double string. So if it just said gidil, gidil is two strings. Okay. But it says gidilim. So gidilim would mean two gidils. Minimum is two gidils. That means four strings. Because each gidil is made out of two strings. So now I have four strings. And what does the pasuk say? It says petil. Petil means you have to string it. Which means you take the four strings and you put it through the hole, and now you can end up with eight strings. And therefore, from the word gidilim, that's where I get the rule of eight strings. And then I have to tie it, okay, to make it like the fringe. And therefore, I have to leave part of it knot and part of it string, like we do on a sisiyot. All this is learned from the word gidilim. How many strings? We're also going to how much knot, how much string you have to leave. So therefore, you can't tell me gidilim is extra. On the contrary, gidilim teaches me. If I didn't say the word gidilim, I wouldn't know the eight string law. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Hai l'shi'urahu de'ata." What are you talking about? Gidilim teaches me the shi'ur. How many strings? Why? Gidil shenayim. Right? If it just would have said gidil, each gidil is what? Made out of two strings. Gidilim. So that's plural. So what's the minimum plurality of gidilim? Two, which really makes it arba'a. So it says, ase gidil, make the gidil, ufotlehu mitocho, and fold it over. Which means, the Torah says petil. How do you make a petil? You stick it through the hole, you fold it over, now you're going to end up with what? Eight. And let's read that in Nashi. Nashi says, third line, l'shi'ura ata, l'minyan chutin. Gidil shenayim, yifshar lasot gidil, but fahot l'shnei chutin. Klal, when it says gidil, it means two strings. Gidilim arba chutin, demi'ud gidilim shenayim. Uchtiv, venatenu asesita kanaf petil. Amra Torah, asim hanich arba chutin, gidil echad. Which means make from these four, make it a fringe. Da'avudu het chutin. So it's going to end up becoming eight, why? When you thrust it in the hole of the garment, ufotlehu mitocho, shutiluin petirin, which means we want the strings to be hanging, shelo yaseh kulo gidil, except gidil, except anaf, which means we don't want you to, when you stick it through, we don't want you to knot the whole string down, and it's all going to be knot. We want it to be some fringe, that's like the knot part, and some string, some tassel, exactly. So what do you see over here? You see over here that the word gidilim is by no means extra. A lot of halachot that we're learning from the word gidil. So we're back to the question, according to the Hakamim, how do they know aseh dohailot aseh? So the Gemara says, inken, tayo, lemakra lo tilbash sha'atnez semer ufishtim. Yahdav lamali. The extra word over here is Yahdav. Now we're moving to the Shatnez Pasuk, which is, we couldn't find an extra word but it's a seed Pasuk. So we'll go to back to the Shatnez Pasuk. It says, Lo tilbash Shatnez, Semiru Fishtim. That would have been enough. Don't wear Shatnez, Semiru Fishtim mixture. What does the Pasuk have to say? Yahdav. The word yah, together. What do you mean together? Of course, together is together. What are you wearing? You're wearing it together. So therefore, the word yahdav is extra. Shma mina lefnuyeh. Oh, so that teaches me what? That it's opened. Again, remember the klalim of it. Once already I have an extra word that activates my simichut, and therefore I have a simichut between sisit and shatnez, and that'll teach me that
by seceit, the law of shatnez is overridden. I mean, I can put shatnez in my seceit, and then v'sase dochelo tase. And where's the extra word? Yadav. So the Gemara says no, it's not extra. Why?
Ve'akate mev'ele letochef shte tekifot hibur. Tekifa achat eno hibur. Which means like this. A guy takes tzimru pishtim. What makes the tzimru pishtim mechubar to the beged? I take a shatnez thing. Okay, now I stick it to my garment. I gotta attach it. So the Gemara says, if you were tochef tekifa achat, you took the needle, let's say, and you went one time in tekifa achat, that's not considered hibur. It's not considered attached. What do you need to be considered mechubar? Shte tekifot. You gotta go in and out twice. So if I don't know that from the word yahdav, it's gotta be yahdav. It's gotta be attached to the beged. So if yahdav is not extra either. Yahdav teaches me the law of attaching it to the garment. Read Rashi. Tekifa shetochef tekifa achad b'machad v'chibir kilayim beged semru beged peshtim yahdav. Okay, when you took a beged, let's say you have a beged of peshtim and a beged of semir, and you want to attach it to itself to make it a combination, right? How tight does the hibur have to be? So if you just did one stitch in and out, that's not enough. You need shtei tekifot. How do you know that from yahdav? So back to the question: how do you know? I said no, I lo tase from the semichut. Says imken lichtov rachmana lo tilbas semir ufishtim yahdav shatnez lamali. Okay, now we get the word shatnez is extra. Just say lo tilbash semir ufishtim yahdav. Semir ufishtim, I learned the materials. Yahdav, I learned that has to be shtei tekifot. But the word shatnez is extra. So the Gemara says, Shma mina dafnuye. That teaches me what? That it's opened to be doresh, the semichut, to teach me aseh dochelo tase. The Gemara says, by no means, shatnez, by no means is extra. Ve'akate mib'ele ad sheye shua tavi v'nuz. For something to be considered shatnez, you need three prerequisites. And the way you remember it is from the word shatnez. Shatnez is like a rashi tevot for three procedures. Number one, shua. What does shua mean? Smoothing it. You have to take the flax, the linen, let's say, and the wool, and first thing you have to do is comb them. Okay? First you comb them. After you comb them, venuz. You have to spin them. Nuz is to spin them. I'm sorry, tavi. Tavi is to spin them. The tvot is to spin them. And nuz is now then to weave them into a garment. It's a machlok in Rashi v'Tosafot. Rashi learns that you're doing this together. Meaning you're taking the wool and the linen and you're combing it together, spinning them together, and then of course weaving them. According to Tosfot, no, each one individually has to do it first. You comb this separately, and you comb this separately, and you spin this separately, but then you put them together. But the point is, for shatnez, to be shatnez, you need shua, tevi, venuz. You need the combing, you need the spinning, and then you need the weaving it together. So therefore, the word shatnez by no means is extra. So the Gemara says like this, Ela kula mishatnez nafka. End of subject. It really comes from the word shatnez. I just thought you just told me shatnez is not extra. So the Gemara says like this. Look at that she. Kula mishatnez nafka. Di'i la'afnuye lehud. If it was only coming to give me an extra word, nichtov lo tilbash kilayim semir upeshtim. The pasuk could have written the word kilayim. Umedapik rachmana b'lshon shatnez drosh benameh ha. Which means the way that she is master, what he's saying is over here. The pasuk could have said the word. If it didn't say the word shatnez, let's say it didn't say the word shatnez. It could have used the word kilayim. Not tilbash kilayim.
What is that word? Kelaim is also a mixture. And the fact that instead of using the word kelaim, you use the word sha'atnez. Now you're right, you're telling me sha'atnez is teaching me shu'a, tevi, venoz. But if that's what the pasuk wanted to say, it could have said lo tilbash beged sheyesh lo shu'a, tevi, venoz. Why did it write that word shu'a, tevi, venoz in a sha'atnez form? Ela to teach you what? That not only the shu'a, tevi, venoz business, from the fact that he wrote it in a way of sha'atnez and not kilayim, not a different way, it's extra. And therefore, what is it extra to say? It's extra to teach me the simuchim. And once I learn the simuchim, I know I say the whole lot. Look at Tosafot. Kuda mishatnez nafka. Medichtiv shatnez. First white line. Velo ketiv kilayim. Shama'ina shu'a vetvi venoz. Umedlo ketiv shu'a vetvi venoz behedya. Shama'ina delafnoye ka'atel medrash simuchim. Let the pasuk just say, "Lo tilbash shu'a, lo tilbash kilayim, shu'a tevi venoz." Why did it say the word shatnez? It's coming to tell you two hadushim: the shu'a tevi venoz hadush, and number two to tell you there's an extra part of it. That word is extra in itself for the way it wrote it, because it could have done it a different way. And what do I learn from that word? Simuchin. So basically, what do we accomplish? Somebody would ask you now, what's the source of Aseh Du'ilu Ta'aseh? You have a machloket actually. The machloket Din Rabbanan and tell it the Bnei Bishmael. Rabbanan, you'll tell me, well, actually you'll say like this, everybody holds it's simuchin from Sha'atnez to Sisit. That the Aseh of Sisit is Du'ilu the Lo Ta'aseh of Sha'atnez. The only machloket is the activation of this simichut. Where does it come from? According to Tana de Rabbi Ishmael, it came from the extra word simiru pishtim. Why is that extra? Because bege teaches me simiru pishtim. Stam bege is simiru pishtim. So therefore, simiru pishtim is extra. It's afnuyeh. Make your derasha. According to Hakamim, no. Stam bege is not simiru pishtim. So I need the word simiru pishtim. So the Gemara here at the beginning struggles. What's the extra word? Now, is it gidilim? No, Gidlin teaches me 8 strings. Is it Yahdav? No, Yahdav teaches me Shte Tekifot. Is it Sha'atnez? Well, at first we say, maybe not. Shua Tevivinoz. We say, no. If that was the case, it would have said Shua Tevivinoz. Beferush. The fact that it didn't, so must be the word Sha'atnez is also an extra. And therefore, that's how I know the Simichut. To teach me Aseh Doreh, Lo Ta'aseh. Something else. Maybe he learned Shua Tevi Venoz. And he wrote it that way because that's the way he wrote it. It's a Shet Emot. But the point is now we got to go back to our original question. Because the Gemara was trying to explain by Yevama. Yeah. By the Yevama, we said what? That how do we know if it's a, an Erva? For example, Achot Ishto. How do we know that Ahot Ishto, if this Yibama is Ahot Ishto, how do we know that you don't make the mitzvah of Yibum? So we said we have a special derasha. Torah says, do not take your wife's sister. And it says in the Pasuk Aleha. And by Yibama it says the word Aleha. So then we said, must be talking about Aleha Aleha, must be don't take your wife's sister even in the mitzvah of Yibum. That was the Aleha derasha. Now, what do I need a special derasha to tell me I can't do it? So the Gemara says, because normally I would say, Aseh Dohe Lo Ta'aseh, which is the mitzvah Ta'aseh Yibum, normally would be override the Isur of Ahot Ishto. So that's why I needed the Asha, Aleha, Aleha. But then the Gemara asked another question. He goes, hold it. This is not a regular Lo Ta'aseh. This is a Lo Ta'aseh that has Karet. Till now you just found Aseh Dohe Lo Ta'aseh, a regular Aseh Dohe Lo Ta'aseh. But how do you know an aseh that has karet? It's duhe. And not aseh of karet. Because if you don't find it, then already I don't need this drasha. Just say, in aseh duhe not aseh shishba karet. I don't need the aliyah drasha to tell me that this ayrva is not subject to yibum. It's not subject to yibum because it's not aseh shishba karet. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan de'ate aseh v'dahe lo ta'aseh gireda. All you showed me till now is aseh do'ay lo ta'aseh alone. Lo ta'aseh sheyesh bo karet hecha. Oh. Hecha ashkehan didache. Where do you find that the aseh is doche lo taseh of karet didstarich aleha limisra? That you need a pasuk of aleha to come along and say it's asur. Which is, you only need the pasuk aleha to tell me it's asur if I would think it's mutar. That means, why would I think it's mutar? Because I say aseh doche lo taseh shesh bakaret. And if I would say the mitzvah of Yibum is dohedi and vadras karet, that's why I need the pasuk of aliyah to be osir. So the Gemara is asking me, okay, how do you know this rule that asir dohedot asir sheshba karet? So the Gemara says vechitem nilaf mimila. The Gemara is going to give three possible answers. Learn from mila. What's the proof? Are you allowed to do mila on Shabbat?
Yeah.
Yes. Mila is mitzvah asir. Bayom hashemini yimol besar olato. Shabbat is Isur Karet. If somebody makes Isur on Shabbat by Mezid, what's the punishment? Karet. If he doesn't have witnesses, the punishment is Karet. So you see what? Mitzvah Ta'aseh is the Ohayah Lo Ta'aseh of Karet. What's the Ra'ayah? Mila. Good proof?
Good.
Mitzvah Ta'aseh, Mila. Mila is the Ohayah Shabbat. Are you allowed to normally make a cutting on Shabbat? To take blood out?
There's also a Ta'aseh of Shamor. So
it's not really. It's lo taseh ba'aseh. Okay. I'm telling you, this aseh is duhei lo taseh. You tell me, it's not really lo taseh. It's a two lo taseh. It's a lo taseh. It's everything. So the Gemara says, mal mila sheken nichretu aleha shalosh esre kiritot. Beritot. Mila is different. Mila is special. We always say this in the Gemara. Mila, there was 13 covenants that Borei Olam made with Avraham Avinu when it came to the Brit Mila. Therefore, don't mean we had that Mila is dohe a karet, a lotaseb karet. Mila, it's in a separate category because of the 13 covenants. Okay, let's try another case. The Pesach. Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is dohe Shabbat. Let's say the 14th of Nisan came out on Shabbat. What is the law? You slaughter the Korban Pesach on Shabbat. Now slaughtering is one of the melachot. You're not to slaughter on Shabbat. But what do you see over here? The Mitzvah Ta'aseh of Pesach is Dohe Shabbat, that's Isur, Karet. Shabbat is the Lo Ta'aseh, Sheyesh Bo, Karet. So you see Aseh Dohe Lo Ta'aseh Karet for Pesach. No proof. Ma'le Pesach, Sheken Karet. No. Pesach itself, the Mitzvah Ta'aseh, has Karet. Pesach itself, the person doesn't bring Korban Pesach, he gets karet. So if you have no proof to a regular aseh, for example, a regular aseh of Yibum, like we're trying to bring a proof. Yibum doesn't have a karet, the Tefekah doesn't make Yibum, it doesn't get karet. So therefore, you have no ra'ayah to a regular aseh, duhailot aseh bekaret, for Pesach. Because Pesach itself is an aseh, she is more karet. So you tell me it's duhailot aseh, she is more karet. No proof. Kabbalah's okay, I'll tell you proof. Mitamid. Korban Tamid. Every day in the Beit HaMikdash you go to Korban Tamid, right? Mm-hmm. Including Shabbatot. So what do you have over here? You're bringing a mitzvah ta'aseh Tamid. It's dohe lo ta'aseh of Shabbat sheyesh ba karet. Mm-hmm. I don't know, do you bring the Tamid on Shabbat?
Twice.
Yes. Twice. But on Shabbat included. So therefore Shabbat is considered what? A karet. So lo ta'aseh. And Tamid is dohe. So we have a raya from Korban Tamid. Korban says no proof. Ma'le Tamid sheken tadir. Korban Tamid is tadir. It's an everyday Korban. Something that's done every single day of the year or on a constant basis, that's a stronger type of aseh. Which is, without talking about a case like a yibum that's done once in a while. The Tamid is a stringent aseh. What makes the stringency of Tamid manifest? The Timidut of it. So therefore we try to bring it ayah from Mila. No, Mila has Yud Gimel Beritot. Pesach, Sheken Karet. Tamid, Tadir. So we have no ayah that aseh, duhe, lo taseh, but the three we gave are exceptional. So now what the Gemara usually does in such a case is, okay, you couldn't bring from one individually. Now maybe we'll bring from two cases, which means I'll pair them up. Maybe I learn from, let's say, Mila and Pesach combined, or Pesach and Tamid compound. Means, if I can't learn from one, because each individual one has a stringency, so I'll stop pairing them up, because each one doesn't have the other stringency, so maybe I can learn from a combination of both. So the Gemara says, Mehada lo atya. I can't learn from either one of these things, not from Mila, not from Pesach, not from Tamid. Titi mitarte. Why don't you learn maybe the rule of Aseh Do'ailot Aseh Mekanet from two of them? How? Mehei Titi. From which two you want to learn from? Mimila u Pesach? You want to combine Mila and Pesach? Sheken Karet. Mila and Pesach, both are Karet. Because even Mila is a Karet. What happens if the child doesn't get a Brit Mila? So he's obligated to mal himself. Once he becomes an adult and he doesn't mal himself, he's very hayav karet. So therefore, Mila and Pesach are both karet items. So therefore, I cannot say mitzvat aseh dohe lo taseh from karet in a regular case. I can't bring it from Mila and Pesach because these items are stringent. They both have the same stringency. That what? Sheken karet. So the Gemara says, Mepesach v'tamid. Oh, you know what? Put me on the side. Learn it from Pesach and Korban Tamid. So the Gemara says, no, you can't bring from Pesach and Korban Tamid. Because you'll say like this, Pesach has karet. Oh, but Tamid doesn't have karet. Oh, so you see, obviously the karet factor is not the factor. Understand the benefit of learning both? We tried to do that by Mila and Pesach. We said, oh, Mila is Yugimel Beritot. But Pesach doesn't. Good. Pesach has karet. Well, but Mila also has karet. Yeah. So both of them have a common denominator, karet. So maybe it's the karet that's bringing the halakha. So you cannot bring Mila and Pesach. So let's bring Pesach and Tamid. So you tell me, Pesach has karet. Well, Tamid doesn't have karet, so that's no problem. You tell me, Tamid is Tamid. But Pesach is not Tamid. Oh, good. So obviously it's not the humrot that are bringing the conclusion, it must be that what? It's what they have in common. What's that they have in common? It's the mitzvat aseh, shidochei lo taseh bekaret. So the Gemara says, no, they have something in common. What do they have in common? Something else, a stringency that they have in common. Sheken sorech gavoa. They're both korbanot. They both go up to Hashem. And therefore, I'll tell you, you know why? The aseh of Pesach and the aseh of Tamid is dochei lo taseh bekaret. This is strict, this is korban. You have no raya, so the gavawa, that's what's making the deen of aset or haylot aset shebekaret. So the Gemara says, mimila v'tamid. Okay, let's try to get mila and tamid together. Now you'll tell me, mila has a stringency of 13 beritot. Well, tamid doesn't. Good. Well, tamid has, it's constant. Well, tamid has, tamidut. But mila doesn't, beautiful. So therefore, it's not the stringencies that are bringing the law, it must be what they have in common. What does Mila and Tamid have in common? They're both mitzvat aseh, sheduhei lo taseh v'karet. So the Gemara says, no. Sheken yishno lifnei ha-dibur. No, they have something in common, a stringency that they have in common. They both applied before Matan Torah. Avram was commanded, not only Avram Avinu, leave Avram. The Jewish people were commanded before Matan Torah to do Brit Mila. As well as Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach also was, Korban Tamid went to Sosik Tamid. Like we know the Masechet Chagiga, before Matan Torah says Vayalu Olot. They bought Korban Olam. What do we say Masechet Chagiga? According to one opinion, that was Olat Tamid. So therefore you can't bring a Raya from these two cases. These two cases are so strict that already we have a commandment before the Torah. So the Gemara says, Mimila v'tamid sheken yishlof tadibur v'alima deman damar ola shekribu yisem b'midbar ola tamidava. Good. And we're going according to the opinion that says that the korban that the Jewish people were in the midbar was olat tamid. So now we're back to the question, where are you going to learn this from? So the Gemara says umikuleu nameh. How about you learn from all three together? Now all three, it's automatic now. I'll tell you, no, Mila has the stringency. Yud Gimel Veritot. Pesach doesn't. But Pesach has Karet. Tamid doesn't. So I can start going back and forth. Like each one has its own stringency that the other one doesn't have. So therefore, it's not the stringency that brings the law. It must be the common denominator that brings the law. And what's the common denominator? So it's not ta'aseh. So the ayah law ta'aseh. Bekaret. So the Gemara says, no. Sheken yeshnam lifnei dibur. Actually, all three are before the dibur. All three are strict, have a common strictness. And what is that? They were all applied before Matan Torah. Mila, we know before Matan Torah, right? B'nai Yisrael, I take a Mila. Also, Tamid in the Midbar. Pesach, Korban Pesach. Before Matan Torah, we wrote a Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. Oh, so now we're back to the question. How do you know mitzvat aseh is the lo ta'aseh? How do you know that a mitzvat aseh is the lo ta'aseh? Shebekaret. You can't learn it not from Milah, not from Pesach, and not from Tamid. So the Gemara says, you know where you learn it from? Ela itztarich. Sal kadatach amina titi mikibud avvaim. Oh, I would have thought you learned it from kibud avvaim. Why? The Tanya, we have like this a bright. Yachol yeh kibud avvaim duhei Shabbat. Which means, let's say your father tells his son to mechalel Shabbat. There's a mitzvah to listen to your father. Mitzvah ta'aseh. Is the mitzvah ta'aseh of kibud av? Duhei the lo ta'aseh of Shabbat? Tamud lomar. Ish immo ve'aviv tira'u ve'et shabbatotai tishmoru. We have a pasuk, Bereshit Kedoshim. Respect your parents, keep Shabbat. What's the connection? Kulechem hayavim bichbodi. The pasuk is saying, the end of the pasuk is ani Hashem. What do we learn from those words, ani Hashem? You have to honor your parents and you have to keep the Shabbat. But you know what? If it's a choice between Shabbat and honoring your parents, ani Hashem. You're all obligated to respect me. So get what I says. My love, what's the case? The amar leshchotli basheli. Must be the case is where his father is telling him, son, go cook for me something on Shabbat. We're making up a case now. Cooking is isur. The oraita shiyesh bo karet. Or the father is telling the son, shchotli, go slaughter for me. That's isur the oraita shiyesh bo karet. Now let's stop for a second. I need a pasuk to come along and tell me, don't listen. Because if it wasn't for the pasuk, I would have told you, aseh dohe lo ta'aseh bekaret. So therefore the pasuk has to come and tell me, even though normally aseh dohe lo ta'aseh bekaret, but here, don't listen. And that's what Gemara says, ותעמד כתב רחם רד שבוטותי תשמורו הלב אחר דחה עד איפה עשה דסטיק ביבום really I'll tell you normally עשה דוחה לא תעשה שיש בו קראת and that's why I need a פסוק to tell me עליה by אחות אשתו to tell me in this case it doesn't good why would I think עשה דוחה לא תעשה from the כיבוד אבהם in Shabbat case What do I need the Torah to come and tell me if your father... Shabbat is karet. Shabbat is a lot ta'aseh. That's the main point. Shabbat is a lot ta'aseh, correct?
Yes.
It's a lot ta'aseh, she's more karet?
Yes.
Now, what are we saying? Without a pasuk, I would think that you're allowed to listen to the father that tells you to go cook and it's going to override Shabbat. I need a pasuk to tell me it's asur. I mean, without the pasuk, I say, asef kimud avayim, zduhay lo ta'aseh Shabbat, which is karet. Oh, so you see, really, the rule is yes, aseh ken dohei lo ta'aseh shebekaret. Unless you have a pasuk that comes excluded. Good, let's go to yibum now. Really, I'll tell you, without a pasuk, the guy should be allowed to make yibum even with a hot ishto. Because the mitzvah ta'aseh yibum should be dohei lo ta'aseh afkaret. Oh, so I have a pasuk that comes tells me aleha. Then it does. So now I've justified why I need the pasuk aleha. The Gemara says no. Lo. Lav de mehamer. What is this answer? No, lav de mehamer. Gemara saying like this: You made up a whole story over here by the kibud avim case. There is a case on Shabbat that it's a lot ta'aseh, but there's no karet. It's actually one isur that is considered lav de oraita, but you're not going to get credit for such a isur, which is a trivia. Well, all the melachot tachaora fall into the same category. That lav is called lav of mehamir. What is mehamir? Mehamir, the pasuk says, lo ta'ase kol melacha ata etc. ubehimtecha, which means what is a person doing? Let's say the animal has a load on his back, right? So you come along and tell the animal, sa, go. You didn't do any ma'aseh, just standing there, but you're leading the animal through a dibur, for example. Now that's a lo ta'aseh. You're not allowed to be mehamir on Shabbat. You're not allowed to guard your animal to cause it to move on Shabbat when it's carrying a load. But since you didn't do an action, it just you're just standing there passively, there's no karet on that isur. Okay? There's no karet in that case of lo mehamir. So now I'll go back to your story over there. The Torah says, that even if your father tells you the mehalel Shabbat, you don't. So you tell him, oh, you know what the case was? We told them, cook. And therefore, cook is karet, therefore I need a pasuk to come and tell you that in this case over here, in Hasid Hadassah, karet. Who told you that's the case? You know, I'll tell you what the father told him? The father told him, be mehamir. Just look at it. So normally in such a case I would say, Aseh dohe, lo ta'aseh. Because it's a regular lo ta'aseh. That's why I need a special pasuk to come and tell me. But in this case, Shabbat overrides, and therefore you cannot be over. Who told you the Gemara hypothesized and said, oh, you know what the case with the father told the son? Bashelli, shotli. Who told you? Maybe he told him, be mehamir. And therefore, really I'll tell you, a regular haseh is not tohe lo ta'aseh shebekaret. And therefore, if it's not tohe lo ta'aseh shebekaret, why don't we need the pasuk of aleha at all? Just go with the regular rule. En haseh tohe lo ta'aseh shebekaret. You'll tell me, no, but I've the case of kibud avim. The case of kibud avim is not talking about a karet case. I'll tell you, the case of kibud avim was talking about when the father told the kid, go be mehamir. What is he really telling the kid? Just to do a lo ta'aseh. There's no karet on mehamir. So therefore, you're back to the rule of normally aseh would be dohe lo ta'aseh, a regular. And in the case of the kibud avim, it's telling you in this case, keep Shabbat. So therefore, we're really back to a question, why do you need the pasuk aleha? Seemingly, even without it, it would be asur. Because en aseh dohe lo ta'aseh, with a karet. I milah, milah is different. Yud gimel beritot. I pesach, pesach itself is karet. I tamid. Sheken Tamid. I put them all together. Doesn't matter. Yishnam Nifnei Dibur. All these three items are very stringent because they came before Matan Torah. So therefore they have a strictness to them. That's why the Aseh Torah not Aseh Shemekaret. But in a regular case, in Aseh. And don't bring me a Raya from Kibud Avayin because we're talking about a Karet case. So therefore, we have a question still. Why did you need the Pasuk of Aleha? Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.